It's fun.
Just a word of advice to any of our listeners that has not made reservations. You're unlikely to get a reservation at a good place. Go on OpenTable right now. Go right now. And you can search the time. And they make it really easy for you. Or you go on. Do it today. Do not bring her to a bad place. This is your mother we're talking about, or your grandmother, or some woman in your life that means a lot to you.
I don't think they have OpenTable at the 99, so that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Go stand in line for 5 hours with everybody else at Longhorn Steakhouse, because you know everybody's going over there for Mother's Day.
My poor best friend who runs a restaurant, her wait list past her reservations is already 5 pages long. So, yeah. You're not eating on the waterfront, kids.
Turner's. That's where I'll be. So, because we already made the reservation.
Perfect.
WMFO Medford, when we come back, did you hear all the other things that caught our attention in the news this week?
Okay, gang. So, change.
Be an alert shopper. Watch for specials at your meat counter. If you're not taking advantage of them, you could be missing out on enjoyable eating and an economical way of stocking your freezer. Always know what cut you're buying and its best use. If you buy meat marked USDA Prime, Choice, or Good, you'll know what quality you're getting. For more information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
To the Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. He is Derek Gary, and I am Lisa Nichols, here with you every Wednesday night, 7 to 9. As always, the way that you be a part of the show, because we want you to be, you give us a call at 855-915-9636. Of course, it's time for Did You Hear? The part of the show where Derek and I will ask each other about all those other stories that we need to fit in the show. And I will start, as always, Kate Spade.
Kate Spade is being purchased by Coach in Coach's attempt to make itself more diversified and relevant and viable in the shrinking retail landscape.
Yeah, so Coach said it will buy it for $2.4 billion. Apparently, Coach has been struggling to get shoppers in the past couple of years. Customers have, what they said, been ditching the expensive options, are now buying in the department store, which Coach bags are slightly discounted. So, I guess this is a way to make some money back.
Chicken nuggets.
It's actually funny because that's the thing that happened actually involves chicken nuggets. chicken nuggets.
I'll move on from this one. Does it involve Wendy's?
No.
Okay. Oh, it's the other chicken nugget story. I know the one you're talking about.
Why do I chicken nuggets? It had something to do with the internet, something to do with Ellen.
I just gave you another clue.
Wendy's.
Yes.
Ellen. Did he win chicken nuggets? This guy, like, guy win chicken nuggets?
You're not getting a point.
I remember seeing something about it and was like, I don't even like the chicken nuggets.
Instantly annoying online personality Carter Wilkerson will get a free year's supply of chicken nuggets from Wendy's. In April, he tweeted Wendy's saying, how many retweets do I need to get free chicken nuggets for a year? Wendy's tweeted back saying 18 million.
There's something to do with the Ellen show, though.
Carter said, no problem, and started an online campaign to get his chicken nuggets. He did not get 18 million retweets, but as of yesterday, he had 3,470,000, beating the Guinness World Record set by Ellen DeGeneres for her selfie during the Oscars. Wendy's said that's good enough. He's getting his free chicken nuggets, and Wendy's just got itself a pile of free publicity.
Because I remember seeing something with Ellen in chicken nuggets, and the picture of this boy just really confused. Excited. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities that will allow sheriffs who do not comply to be thrown in jail. He signed it on Facebook Live, of all places, announcing that this was a great move for the state of Texas.
Yeah. Also earlier this year, he signed an executive order aimed at withholding federal funding from sanctuary cities. So this is just another one of the actions down the line. Interesting.
Bill Clinton.
Ooh, Bill Clinton. Scandal.
No.
I would have heard about that. I feel like this was like a low-level story. I don't know.
Bill Clinton and James Patterson will team up to write a book called The President is Missing. This is former President Clinton's first foray into fiction. If the president is missing, they might try looking behind the locked doors of the Oval Office during government shutdown, or maybe at the bottom of the steps of Greg Norman's vacation home.
So bad.
I have a long memory.
I don't know. I think he should just stay out of it. Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons is suing a former personal assistant. I forget this. Carlos something? I forget the guy's name. Carlos Caesar something. But it's a former personal assistant who has been stalking him and blackmailing him and allegedly feeding stories about him to the tabloid press.
Yes, but the story that I had was he is being sued by the outlet. He's suing National Enquirer for libel. Apparently, National Enquirer has said that he's been missing because there's been so many
which are all coming from this one guy.
Circling. Yeah, that he's had a sex change and he's living. And yes, it was his former assistant that planted these stories to blackmail him. He's trying to get money. Not look good. But now Richard Simmons is saying, here I am, and that none of this is true. National Enquirer and Radar Online's parent company said that we stand by our reporting. How many times have they said that?
Yeah, I have a feeling that his lawsuit against this guy is going to go further than his lawsuit against the National Enquirer. Carol Burnett is, to this day, as far as I know, the only one that ever won one of those lawsuits against them. They're pretty good at lawyering up. American Idol.
American Idol is going to now be on ABC instead of Fox for the next upcoming season. Last year it was announced that it would be the last season for Fox, and ABC picked it up.
ABC, owned by Disney. Yes. Live with Kelly, owned by Disney. Ryan Seacrest out. Seacrest actually dropped a reference to American Idol on the program this morning, and I think Kelly seethes every time he does.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the fans of Live with Kelly would just as soon see him take a hike and go to American Idol again. So,
bring back Regis.
Yeah, you know, apparently... what's his face there? That annoying guy that's on TV all the time that I can't stand. Chris Hardwick was all bent out of shape that he didn't get Live with Kelly.
You know who I thought would be, and who was always a big front runner, was Josh Groban.
Josh Groban would have been good.
He was fantastic on it. And Jerry O'Connell was always really, really good on it.
Jerry O'Connell was good. I thought Leguizamo was good, but I can't see him Leguizamo. He's still an actor. He's still doing
stuff.
That's
true.
You know?
I remember But for so long, Josh Groban and Jerry O'Connell were like the go-to guys when Michael Strahan wasn't available. And it's so funny because you wouldn't think a man that sings so beautifully and gospel music would have such kind of a dirty sense of humor.
Josh Groban
is fantastic.
Yeah, but Josh Groban's going to get up in the middle of the thing and go do another tour somewhere.
Of course.
You know? So it's like, you can't...
No, it comes down to money. It comes down to time.
You need somebody who's going to be there every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest
has
was like
nothing else
the worst,
better to do with his life than spend every moment working.
The worst choice they could have made. Wasn't Michael Savage doing it for a while?
I haven't watched it in so long.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me like I've seen all these different co-hosts in the past year and, you know, Seacrest. Ugh, God.
Yeah.
Can't stand him. I remember when I hated Kelly, and I've learned to love Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's grown on me over the years because I always thought it was like Regis and who's this idiot? You know, Kelly's actually...
No, she's fantastic.
She's great at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really, really good morning host. She had to grow into it a little bit, but she's fantastic. And now it's Ryan Seacrest, and I'm like, I can't watch this. I don't want to watch that clown first thing in the morning with his freaking frat boy hairdo and his turned up sweaters. It's like, stop it, please.
Dove
is trying to encourage body diversity with a line of 8 differently
shaped bottles. Such a bad idea.
In the United Kingdom, and everyone in the United States is angry about it.
Yes.
You can't even get the bottles here. Who cares?
Now, this is part of their Real Beauty bottles. So Dove has, for the past couple of years, has been pushing this Real Body campaign and introducing more diverse body sizes into their commercials and not just your standard typical model type body.
There's a word for that. It's called pandering.
Yeah.
Pandering. Look it up.
So what they've been doing and rolling it out in the United Kingdom, there are some bottles that are pear-shaped, like many of us women here in America. I'm saying like us, like I have that. I don't.
No, you'd be a candidate for the stick bottle.
And there are rounded bottom type bottles, and then they're just like circle bottles.
Why don't they just make a bottle that looks like a big plastic boob? Can we get that? Just
yeah,
a bottle that looks
so
like...
you can pretend like you're squeezing the boobs.
Or boobs. Because you know what that'll do? That'll make men buy it. And now you get a whole new market that you never had before.
And the feminists will love that.
Do you care when you're making money?
So then do we do a penis one?
Look, if that makes you happy.
It would make many women happy.
You'd have to pull on it to get the... given the product, that may not be the best packaging.
Yikes. Visuals. Get your mind out of the gutter, Derek.
You brought that up, not me.
Yes.
I just followed it to its inevitable conclusion. Best actor.
Best actor. Is this the Nickelodeon... not Nickelodeon, MTV Music, MTV Movie and Television Awards
yes.
that happened over the weekend.
Yes.
And they had, instead of Best Actor and Best Actress, they had a non-gender specific award. And, oh God, what's her name? From,
The movie is still in theaters right now.
From Harry Potter. What is her name? I forget, but she got it, and it was this whole...
Are you possibly thinking about Emma Watson?
Yes.
For Beauty and the Beast at a theater near you?
Yes. That is who I'm thinking of.
Yes, Emma Watson won the first ever Best Actor at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. It was given to her by Asia Kate, what is her last name? She's on Billions. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. She's fantastic. Or actually, excuse me. I love them. They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies for getting that wrong. You know what? Not a bad move here. But the problem is you've now dumped 2 awards for 1, which means... somebody ain't getting one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see this ever working for the Oscars, where best actor and best actress are intrinsic to film marketing.
No, of course. It's like you're having a best actor, best actress, and then you have the overall grand champion.
Yeah.
Non-gender specific. Come on.
I mean, I think it's great. I think, yes, you should only have one, and there is no reason why men and women cannot compete equally, as long as you've got, you know, equally meaty roles for men and women, and maybe that encourages that sort of thing. Plus, it shortens the length of the awards show. That's a win for everybody right there. Yes. That's by itself, that's reason to do this.
Hmm. Last one for you. Penn State.
Penn State is under fire for the death of a freshman in a hazing incident at Sigma Beta.
You got the beta. Beta Theta Pi.
Beta Theta Pi. During a night of hazing.
Sounds like a bakery.
And frenzied drinking, this young man fell down the stairs, started turning blue, and rather than call the police and get help, his fraternity brothers started texting things like cold hands and what to do. The fraternity chapter president is now facing criminal charges, as are seven other fraternity brothers.
18 students.
Yeah.
It is. On Friday, 18 students were charged in the connection of the death. And as Derek said, drank a lot of alcohol, ended up getting so drunk, falling down the stairs, and through multiple times in the evening, surveillance videos show different members of the fraternity walking up to the body, kneeling down by the body, and walking away. And finally, somebody did call 911. The victim later died the next day, but this is so sad. And it is not getting the coverage that it deserves. That this is a problem and with fraternities.
Donald Trump fired James Comey. Dove has bottles coming out in weird sizes.
And how does a story
A kid got free chicken nuggets for a year. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me that this is more important than any of those stories, Lisa Nichols?
Mm-hmm. 18 kids being charged
at
something that is going on throughout colleges. Not to the extreme that it did, but I was involved in some sort of, I mean, it was the most mild type of hazing, but it involved very, very large consumptions of alcohol and questionable behavior as going into a freshman on the lacrosse team. It was something that was understood. What I had to do was very mild compared to what I understood many teams and fraternities and sororities having to do. It's awful, and it happens more and more than a lot of people know about, and people die. And this is a perfect example. An innocent student, an innocent young man died.
Hazing was not nearly this vicious when I was in college. This is something that has occurred in recent years, particularly in the last 10 to 12 years. We've seen an uptick in this really vicious, ridiculous hazing that's going on. There needs to be a zero tolerance policy for this. I mean, this is torture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If a group of United States soldiers did this to a prisoner, or if a group of prison officials did this to an inmate, you'd have Amnesty International and the global community and the United Nations all over you for it. But because it's a bunch of college kids, hey, part of a good time. No. There is no excuse for this kind of behavior. None whatsoever. It needs to stop. And universities need to get tough about this. And I hope this fraternity is made to pay. I hope that Penn State is made to pay. And I hope that at least a few of the young men who are involved in this spend a few years in jail to understand what they've done. And then are forced to spend the next 5 years touring the country talking to fraternities about the danger of hazing. That would be justice in this situation. This is a completely needless death of a young man.
I've been there when somebody has had alcohol poisoning. I've been in the hospital room watching somebody get their stomach pumped. If you leave them on the floor, having the alcohol sitting there, people die.
It wasn't so much that, you know, it wasn't so much the alcohol as falling down the stairs a couple of times.
But just basis of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's shameful.
It is. It is. It is hard to believe that, you know, in a house full of people, but I know what the thinking is. Is they're like, no, 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 we'll get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So don't call anybody.
Oh, like, but don't worry.
He'll be okay.
The new rules
don't
for
call
Penn
anybody.
State, because I'm sure they're trying to keep a hush-hush on this. Not like they haven't had any bad press in recent years, but they banned liquor and kegs because, yeah, that's going
to
work.
Yeah. Well, maybe they can now go back to child sodomy, which is something else that they seem to do well at Penn State. I would be embarrassed to be a Penn State alumni right now. And when they sent me that letter asking for money, I'd be like, please take me off your list. I don't want my neighbors to know that I went to your school. That's how shameful what's going on out there is. This is your last one?
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Weston.
Hmm.
It's a little esoteric, so it's not... But
I know the name.
But this is notable.
Clue.
Dead.
From Argo.
No.
I don't know.
Died yesterday at the age of 84. Stanley Weston was an advertising executive who approached Hasbro, Rhode Island based, in 1964 with the idea for G.I. Joe.
Hmm.
Creating, some would argue, the action figure category. He sold G.I. Joe to Hasbro for $100,000. G.I. Joe, of course, is now a global iconic brand. Everybody knows G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was huge when I was a kid. G.I. Joe was huge when my older siblings were kids. G.I. Joe is huge with the kids now. They've been making the stuff constantly for the last 53 years. After that, Stanley Weston founded a company that specialized in developing products and concepts for ideas for kids. And one of the things that his company was responsible for, Thundercats. So this is a guy who had two, not one big hit, but two.
Hmm.
Thundercats, ho!
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Everybody who's cool knows the Thundercats.
Mm-hmm.
855-915-9636 is the telephone number. You don't have to be a Thundercats fan to call, but it doesn't hurt. It is WMFO Medford on the Tell. Mikey D is coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. When we come back, the flaming pile of turds known as the healthcare bill that passed the House last week. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it passed and it's awful. And we're going to tell you all the many reasons that it's awful and why you need to deeply oppose it in all of its many forms. It is Mother's Day this weekend. Don't forget that. To help you remember Mom, which you shouldn't need to do, call your mother. She misses you. A couple songs about moms in the list tonight here on WMFO Medford.
Oh, 2 weeks, 14 days, 326 hours. Every second that your family could be exposed to radiation after a nuclear attack. Radiation that kills.
To survive, a fallout shelter is a necessity. Equipment and supplies are essential.
Now, Survive All Shelters, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, offers a basic equipment kit with
a Conelrad high-powered radio, transistor-operated for long battery life,
a complete, fully stocked first aid kit,
a heavy-duty fire extinguisher, emergency water containers, a chemical toilet for protection against contamination and disease,
extra-strength Saran and Rayon bunks,
a radiation meter and individual dosimeters.
For protection, every second of each hour of every day. See a survive-all shelter now.
When you get bumped on a racetrack, the key is to stay in control.
NASCAR legend Rusty Wallace.
Same goes for the highway. That's why professional truck drivers need to buckle up every trip, every time. Your safety belt can keep you in position behind the wheel and in control, looking out for yourself and everybody else. That's what a professional driver does. So be ready, be buckled, and remember, you're the professional, the one who drives for a living.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
WMFO Medford, this is The Big Picture. I'm Lisa Nichols here with Derek Gary with you every Wednesday night, 7 to 9. Republican bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. It did narrowly pass the House of Representatives on Thursday, advancing the plan that would, what some are calling, gut health care for millions of Americans and cut taxes for the rich. The American Health Care
Act. Not just
Act,
any rich, mind you, the very rich.
The very rich. The one darn 1%. The American Health Care Act, as the bill is called, been tweaked a little bit in several areas.
Call it what it is. It's Trump care.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's crap on a stick. That's what it is. It's crap on a stick.
Now, in making these changes, Republican leaders said they tried to appease both, you know, hardline conservatives and Democrats, but. Derek, I think you said it earlier in the show. It's a big stinking pile of insert your expletive here.
I have in all capital letters here on my show notes, this bill is a turd. That's where my research on this took me. So here's the highlights.
I hope that we have the same type of feelings. Almost.
Here's the highlights. And by the way, I hate Obamacare. I have said over and over again, it doesn't work. It was a bad idea. We're watching it implode nationwide. Yeah. Not working, okay? This thing, holy crap, makes Obamacare look like the best idea on the planet.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not worse.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it gets rid of the tax penalty.
Here's the thing, though. It's not worse for some people.
It gets rid of the tax penalty. That's a plus. Everybody agrees that that's a good idea.
So that meaning every year when you're not insured, you have to pay, what is it, like $1,200, $1,300?
No coverage tax is really what it comes down to.
Your
tax
choice.
Goes bye-bye.
You want to take a chance on getting sick?
It keeps coverage for children up to the age of 26 under a family plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. We like this. These are good things. Now it starts going downhill.
Uh-oh.
They're going to keep Medicaid expansion for individuals earning up to $15,800 a year. So if you live in one of the states that expanded Medicare and you earn less than $15,800, you get Medicare, or Medicaid, rather. For now, beginning in 2019, for every individual that leaves Medicaid, The government cuts the subsidy to the state. So if you have 10 people who are on Medicaid, one of them finally gets a decent job and doesn't need state-covered health insurance anymore.
Gone.
The government is now only going to fund 9. Doesn't matter if some other 10th person...
There is part of it, yes.
Some other 10th person comes in and needs it. Nope, that money's gone. So this is how they phase that out over time. Medicaid itself is restructured to be a grant program. I'm going to come back to this because there are implications here way above and beyond this bill.
Because essentially what's going to happen is Medicaid's going to be non-existent.
It's not that Medicaid's going to be non-existent. But there are implications to this that really need to be examined in greater detail. So I'm going to come back to that. States are going to be given the opportunity to waive coverage for basic needs and the coverage of pre-existing conditions. What are basic needs? Well, maternity care, mental health, and drug treatment. Basic needs.
Those aren't things that we need in this country at all.
States aren't going to pay for that anymore. If states waive coverage for pre-existing conditions, you, as an individual with a pre-existing condition, will be able to buy extremely high premium insurance that will wipe you out to get coverage for that. You may also be able to take advantage of a federal pool of $138 billion that will be made available to help the states pay for people with pre-existing conditions, even though they're gouging them on the premiums. If you have coverage currently and you have a pre-existing condition, you get to keep your current plan. They can't kick you off of it. However, they can kick you off if you let your coverage lapse. And if you let your coverage lapse for 63 days, the insurance company gets to charge you a 30% premium or a 30% surcharge above and beyond your premium to get you covered again. Income-based tax credits disappear. They are replaced with age-based tax credits, $2,000 a year for people in their 20s, up to $4,000 a year for those in their 60s. That's neutral. That's not a bad idea. That's not a good idea. It's probably lower than it needs to be. The states will be able to get waivers to charge the elderly or older people, people over 50, more for their insurance than they charge younger people. Obamacare currently caps that at a 3-to-1 limit. So you can't charge somebody who's 60 more than 3 times what you charge somebody who's 20. They want to throw that out and let them charge older people as much as they want. If you're getting coverage from your employer, you're still going to get screwed. Because this plan will allow the states to set up insurance with annual benefit limits and lifetime benefit limits. And the insurance companies are all going to run out to set up these programs, and they're going to sell them to your employer super cheap.
And this is what employers want because it is going to be cheap for them, and that's all that matters on the bottom line.
Look at how cheap this insurance is. And all the workers are going to sit there and say, look how cheap this insurance is. And then somebody's going to get hurt, and they're going to realize they only get $100,000 of coverage in a year.
Yep.
Or they get cancer. And they discover they only get $2 million of coverage in their lifetime.
And we're talking about not low premiums here. We're talking about very, very extremely high premiums.
Planned Parenthood payments are blocked for a year. That's not going to pass. That's somebody's little wet dream that's inserted into this bill. to top it all off, the icing on the cake, $592 billion in tax cuts. $592 billion in tax cuts. This is money that was going to subsidize low-income coverage under Obamacare. This was a tax on medical device manufacturers. This was a tax on health insurers. This was a tax that limited the amount of executive pay that insurance companies could declare. And this was a tax on individuals who made more than $200,000 a year and married couples who made more than $250 million a year or $250,000 a year. They're all getting a tax break.
Mm-hmm.
All the people who are making money hand over fist will save $592 billion. You know who this is a win for? The
rich
insurance
people.
Industry and the rich. You know who this is a lose for? Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. This is a joke.
What it is, though, really, is allowing you not to get coverage. And either way, you're not paying anything.
Well, it's allowing you not to get coverage, and it's creating this illusion that there is somehow a cheaper plan out there. The problem is the plan doesn't cover anything.
But the thing is, we said it so many times on this show, where you need a something in place that is going to start eliminating all of the insurance companies. Should I jump on that?
What?
Oh, I thought my mic was going out.
No.
But there's no fixing this in what we have.
Well,
and what it is you essentially ripped apart everything with Obamacare, and you're trying to glue it together with Elmer's glue and popsicle sticks.
This was
written, trying to make it look good again.
This is the insurance industry writing their dream bill, mm-hmm. is what it is. And as I've said before, the insurance industry should not even be in the room.
Well, that's the thing. That's the only way that something is going to change. You need the insurance companies to be outside of Washington.
Well, there's another option, which is growing in popularity day by day here in the United States, and that is single payer.
With
the insurance industry,
I've never heard you say about that.
With the insurance industry broomed to the curb, which is where it belongs. Because if this is the way they think health insurance should work in the United States of America, they are irredeemable.
Now, you had brought up the idea once about having, if we had a single payer health care, or if we had a situation where we had got out all the other insurance companies, you had two large entities vying for the number one insurance company, ultimately either kicking one out or merging together, which you can't have here in the United States. It's essentially a monopoly on the insurance companies. Then it goes into federal hands. Is that where we could start getting into what, everybody having Medicaid? Or that's what you're running off of?
Well, that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be doing.
That's essentially what single payer healthcare is.
That's exactly what single payer is. It would be Medicaid for everybody,
mm-hmm.
which is what they have in most civilized countries on the planet that aren't the United States. Because in the United States, we allow large corporations to run roughshod over the people, bend them over, and have their way with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how American capitalism has come to work under a Congress that can't be bothered to do anything other than hoover up lobbyist money and step aside while special interests write legislation for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get to this bill.
No, I was talking to somebody who originally is a citizen from France, and we were talking about taxes that differ in each country and healthcare. That's how we got on the subject of it. And she was telling me, yes, you pay a lot of taxes. Employers and employees both pay a lot of taxes in France. It's really no more than what we pay already here in the United States. But they have single-payer health care. And I asked him, like, well, how is it? Is it hard to get a doctor's appointment? Are you limited? And she's like, no, it's actually pretty good. Everybody has the same options of health care. And it works.
It's pretty good for the basic stuff. It is not good for cancer treatment or things like that. That's when people start leaving those countries and coming to the United States and paying for it themselves.
But again, if we're just looking at the basics of what you need, and you pointed out so many times, what you maybe go to the doctors once a year, and if I'm paying, I probably pay $6,000, $7,000 a year just in insurance. If I'm going to one physical of a year, you're telling me is that I'm paying $6,000 for one visit, essentially.
If you stay healthy your entire life, yes. The way insurance works is you're actually paying in for the inevitability
that something's going to happen.
You're going to have an extended hospital stay at some point in your life.
I understand how insurance works.
You know, it's a little bit like a savings account. The problem with this is the insurance industry loves to take the money and then not pay it out.
Of course.
And I've gone over time and time again on this show the reason why healthcare costs are up where they are, because there is this game played between doctors who are just trying to get paid for their services and insurance companies who say, well, we're only going to pay you for 40% of that.
I recently had this conversation with a neurosurgeon in Miami and saying every day it's a bargaining for what you're going to get. These insurance companies are getting so much money.
Yeah.
And then they go to the doctors and say, you know what, we only think it's worth this much. Doctor in hospital comes back and say, no, that is grossly underestimated. We get so much. This is what we need. And it's this back and forth until one of them kind of gives in and says, okay.
Single, well, you know who gives in? The doctor gives in.
Of course.
The health system gives in 100% of the time. Single payer fixes that problem.
So sad.
Single payer fixes that problem because the government steps in and says, this is what you're going to get.
No, but that's the attitude. So many people think, oh, it's the doctors. They're charging so much. Or, you know, they're trying to scam you. No, it's not. It's the insurance companies.
And instead of us paying money to 15, 20 different insurance companies with 15, 20 different administrative units and rules and regulations and giant buildings alongside 93 over there by Assembly Row, we would pay into the federal government, which would have a single set of administrators and a single set of rules and a streamlined process so that everybody would know what was going on,
mm-hmm.
and not this flaming turd of a bill. There is nothing in here that is good for anybody except the insurance industry.
Are you shocked?
No, I'm not. Because, well, I'm shocked at how much the insurance industry was able to ram through this thing.
Has a stronghold over Washington.
I mean, you get to a point of shameless overreach.
Essentially, what we're talking about is Republicans just smiling, nodding.
Greed without limit, greed without conscience. That's what this bill is. That's where we are with this thing. Nobody in the United States wants to see this thing pass. Now, the House can get away with it because they're not the last word on any of this. And they're up for re-election next year. They get to go back to their district and say, hey, we tried. You know, we passed the bill. It never really went anywhere. The Senate has to be the last line against this because Donald Trump is foolish enough to sign it. Donald Trump is foolish enough to sign it and sit there and look the American people in the eye and say, we did a great thing today.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, now if you look in your crystal ball that you often do, what is going to happen in Senate?
It's dead.
Yeah.
It's dead.
On arrival.
Either it dies on arrival or it dies in committee or it dies on the final vote because...
But we're also not talking about minor tweaks that need to happen.
Here's the thing. Even if you pass this in the Senate... with everything fixed, you would still have to take it back to a conference between the House and the Senate to match up the differences between the bills,
mm-hmm.
and then vote for passage again. It's not going to happen. If it does,
so we're screwed.
If it does happen, folks, time to go to Canada because it's over. The United States of America, done. Finished. Special interests took over. Business runs the country. Get the hell out while you can.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen something as anti-consumer and frankly evil as this piece of legislation. Horrifying. And I'm glad to see Americans ripping their elected representatives a new one at the town meetings. People are right to be angry about this. People are right to demand accountability about this. This is horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Horrifying. And if this is the best we can get out of the House of Representatives, maybe it's time for them to all go home. Anybody that voted for this bill ought to go home.
But that's what it is. So many times you have Washington being bought. Who has the biggest power? Before it was Wall Street. Who has the biggest power over Washington? It's the insurance companies.
Well, it's insurance, it's tobacco, Monsanto, Goldman Sachs.
There's
a lot of people with their hands out as the representatives are walking by.
Of course. But as you say so many times, you can't have them in the room.
No.
You can't have them giving an eye to your, you know, representative leader to do anything.
Not when this is the result. I would defy anybody in the House of Representatives to look their constituents in the eye and tell them how this bill is good for people. Give me that answer.
You can't. At least you couldn't look somebody in the eye.
If you can, you're too delusional to be in office.
You can join Hillary Clinton, yeah.
If you want to look your constituent in the eye and say, hey, the insurance industry gave us a bunch of money, so we did what they said, at least you're being honest. At least you're honest. You still got to go, but at least you're being honest.
I have more respect for you penning this.
Yeah.
Would you call it turd?
As bad as Obamacare was and is, it at least had the right ideas behind it and was an attempt to take on the insurance industry and win.
Mm.
That turned out to be a losing battle. and you could see where it was going to be a losing battle from the very beginning.
Yeah, but the problem with Obamacare, it had so many holes missing and fundamental plans with it. This is very specific, but things are very specific in a bad way.
Yeah. No, it's Christmas for the insurance industry if this thing ever actually sees the light of day as law in the United States. 855-915-9636 is the phone number. It is The Big Picture. When we come back, huge announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Big, big, big announcement. If you were a longtime fan of the show, you were going to squeal in delight. Your toes will curl. You'll be so happy. And then after that, on the towel, Mikey D with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene here on WMFO Medford.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react. The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. It's time for What's Hot, our favorite thing from this week. I bring this up every year because I love it so much and I participate in it. If you go to bostonmagazine.com, they have just announced today Free Fridays. So that is something that happens every summer here in Boston. And it's a great opportunity for you, you know, no matter what age, because everything that they offer, the different museums and historic places, it's for all ages. So it starts June 23rd and it goes all the way until August 25th. Go to bostonmagazine.com and it's going to give you a list of broken down on every single Friday. Some of the big ones that obviously you will know in this area, June 23rd, Peabody Essex Museum. There's about 9 or 10 of them for each one. June 30th, Children's Museum, MIT Museum, Isabella Stewart Gardner on July 7th. Also July 21st, Museum of Fine Arts. These are, if you don't get some sort of deal, you know, admission tickets being $20, $25, you have an opportunity to go for free.
I thought the MFA was free on Sundays.
No, Wednesdays.
Oh.
And it's, they tell you that you should do a suggested donation and give you a dirty look when you don't.
Here's my suggested donation guy. Right
large
here.
Amount.
You want to get, my donation's down at Sully's. You can go get over there. Get back behind the bar, chumpy.
Yeah, whether you're going with friends or bringing your kids, it's a really great opportunity to see places that you maybe wouldn't think about going. So Free Fridays. BostonMagazine.com.
That's cool. That's especially if you got the kids around this summer, it's a great chance.
And they're all over. We're not talking just Boston area. So if you're South Shore, there are things all along the Cape, and same thing with North Shore.
Great chance to expose your kids to everything the world has to offer, because we do have world-class museums in this city. It's one of the few things that we have going for us. All that and all the winning sports teams. Okay. A couple of things. One big, 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 big announcement. But before we get to that, we'll be back with that after the break. No. Hey, Sunday is Mother's Day. Don't be a jerk. Send Mom a card. Okay? This is the deal. Mom wants a card. Mom does not want an e-card. Mom doesn't want a text. Mom would like a phone call. Mom always wants a phone call. Call Mom. She misses you. But on Mother's Day, Mom wants a card. Mom wants you to get out a pen and write your thoughts on a piece of paper with pretty pictures on it, put it in an envelope, and send it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Or give it to her in person, if you see her in person. But if you can't, if you must mail the card, our friends at Hallmark tell us, postmark that sucker today. You must mail the Mother's Day card today, or it will not reach Mom by Mother's Day. Remember, there is no mail delivery on Sundays. There is limited mail delivery on Saturdays.
Yeah, but if you're doing local.
If you're doing local.
If you're doing, say, town to town.
If you're doing town to town.
You can deliver. You can do it tomorrow morning.
But for everybody else, even if you're doing town to town, send the card today. Remember that the South End Post Office, the main facility down there, is open 24 hours a day. And you can drop mail off in Woburn up until midnight, get it postmarked, get it in the system. Send that card to Mom today. Please.
Go see her.
Mom will love you for it.
More importantly, go
see her. Mom has a drawer full of all of the cards that you've ever given her. You may or may not know that this drawer exists, but it does. No matter what she says, no matter how angry you two get at each other, no matter what you disagree about, she has a drawer full of every card that you've ever given her, and she would like to add to that drawer this year. Send Mom a card. Postmark it today. The big announcement. For those of you who have been listening to this show for a number of years, you will know that due to my caustic personality, I've been through a number of co-hosts.
Yes.
People get fed up and leave is basically what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Day got fed up and left. Sean Lilly got fed up and left. Brian Joyce got fed up and left. Shay Spillane got fed up and left. Lisa.
I've been here for 5 years.
Lisa sticks around. Because she has self-esteem issues, which works for me, because I get to keep a co-host. Actually, none of the above is true.
Yeah.
Brian Joyce is now, when he's not on CNN, he's doing drive time in Atlanta, and he's doing earlier drive, he's doing lunch in Tennessee.
He's doing pretty well.
He's like a media king.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the fledglings is returning home to roost, and starting next week, I am very, very pleased and excited to announce Shay Spillane will be joining us back behind the microphone, and we got her for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless,
and I told you last week, or was it last week or the week before, I had that pop up on my timeline on Facebook 5 years ago, and I was like, I'm going on a radio show with Derek Gary and yeah. Chase Blaine, and I am a guest co-host. You poor man.
Shay has been to Los Angeles. She's been
so
to Seattle.
So much estrogen.
She's
We're
coming back. And no, I mean, it's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah. She'll balance our crazy conservative.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I appreciate the liberal point of view getting this close to the microphones. It's so not true. So not true. But starting next week, Shay Spillane is back. Same format. We're going to do the same segments. We're going to do all the same stuff. There's going to be three of us now. It'll be fun. Promise. Lisa, I'm reassuring you. Promise, it's going to be fun.
Maybe if you can figure out, as we end the show every week.
By the way, Shay said she wants to learn the board.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe we get her on the board and I'll stop screwing everything up every week.
That's the thing that happened, the craziest story, Florida. Florida woman was arrested last night in a prostitution sting, told an undercover cop that her price for oral sex was $25 and a serving of chicken nuggets, according to a court filing. Cops allege Alex DeReno, 22, got an automobile of an undercover detective who was parked outside the Bradenton gas station at 10 p.m. After some chit-chat, the cop told DeReno that he, quote, wanted to get my expletive sucked, to which DeReno reported, okay. After a few seconds of bargaining, the undercover cop reported the duo agreed, quote, I would pay $25 and get the female chicken nuggets in exchange for oral sex. However, just blocks shy of McDonald's, a detective stopped a vehicle to take down location where the officers approached a car and placed DeReno into custody. Charged with prostitution and possession of drug paraphernalia, she was booked in custody for in county jail for a $620 bond.
She should hook up
hook
up with that Carter Wilkerson kid who got all the nuggets from Wendy's.
That's true.
Because then he can have cheap sex and she can have her nuggets.
Yep.
This is not the first time, by the way, that fast food has been bartered for sex with a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. South Korea. Sometimes nothing but perfection will do. On Saturday, a group of 15 people dressed in inflatable Pikachu outfits were dancing for a crowd in Songdo to celebrate the Pokemon World Festival when the costume on the dancer in front began to deflate. Instead of settling for their own left shark moment, seven men, five of them in black suits, rushed the stage and hustled the deflating Pikachu away while the remaining Pokemon carried on like nothing was happening. No word on whether the event was sabotaged by Team Rocket. There is video of this online. I strongly suggest you go watch the video online and see these agitated Korean men in suits bull rush Pokemon
Korean,
off the dance floor.
Reporter friend was covering that.
That was North Korea. Oh. She's North Korea. This is South Korea. Yes. They don't have Pokemon in North Korea.
They need to get her.
Pokemon is not part of the great Democratic People's Republic way of life. It's not.
So many problems over there. I can't.
It's not. So that's what we got for this week. Remember, Shay Spillane is going to be back next week.
Yeah, new show.
We are excited. Well, same show.
Same show, new dynamic.
She was around at the holidays, so if you thought those were good, trust me, it's going to be a million times better than that. On the Tell Mikey D, coming up next, everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. We will be back next week, as we always are. Until then, Lisa Nichols.
It is lovely, as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Don't forget, Mom Wants Card. Write something on a piece of paper and send it to Mom. Spend the $5. You should don't take her out to dinner.
Don't give the excuse of we don't do cards.
Forget the stupid
Mom
flowers. Yeah, even if Mom says, I don't want a card, or even if you're in one of these we don't do cards families, Mom wants a card. Mom needs written evidence every now and again that she has a relationship with you. Please honor that this Mother's Day. And until next time, stay safe, everybody. WMFO, Medford.